Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's Castle Report. Today is Friday, August 25th, 2017. And on today's report, I will be talking about what happens when one man has an unlimited amount of money at his disposal, and that man turns out to be despicable, even evil, and is dedicated to the destruction of the Western world. That man walks the world today completely free. He is known as George Soros. Soros was born in Budapest, Hungary, August 12th, 1930. So that makes him 87 years old right now, although born a Jew and obviously only a child under Hitler's rise to power. Soros makes no secret of his help for the Nazis during their conquest of Hungary. He brags about it, in fact, and makes quite a show of explaining how he helped the Nazis locate and confiscate Jewish property, even round up his fellow Jews. It was fun, he said. A video of him laughing while he explains all that is available on YouTube for anyone to see. In 1947, he immigrated to England, where he attended the London School of Economics, and afterward, he held jobs at various banks before he started his own hedge fund. That's just a little background on Mr. Soros, but our present discussion concerns where he is today. What's he doing right now? He currently has a net worth listed at $25.2 billion, and he seems determined to use that money to destroy what the Western world has built over the last 2,000 years or so. He, through his Open Society Foundation, is busy importing millions of unemployed African men into Europe to effectuate his destruction. In 2016, Pew Research reported that 73% of the refugees coming into Europe were men. If you take out the Syrian war refugees, the number of women went to almost zero. So these are not families scrambling to escape a relentless regime, like when people fled from the Nazis in his native Hungary. These people do not come as a family unit. They do not apply for entry through lawful channels, and it is not their intention to build vibrant communities or anything else of value. Italy, in particular, is staggering under the load. In the last 3 years, 500,000 have arrived just by boat. During the last week of June of this year, 12,000 required emergency rescue services at sea. The expense of rescuing, feeding, clothing, and housing these people falls on Italy's taxpayers. This is in spite of an already faltering economy, heavily indebted to the EU and the German bank. Spain's condition most likely just as bad. Last year, Soros wrote an opinion piece in the Wall Street Journal explaining how his Open Society Foundation pays for the transport of migrants from North Africa to the European coastline. He said in that article that he had allocated $500 million for the purpose of transporting Africans to Europe. His premise, he says, is noble. Europe should do more for migrants and all that. But he only pays to transport them. The rest is up to Europe's ordinary working people. People like Soros know that their wealth insulates them from the problems caused by their actions. Europe and the European Union is a lawful society, organized, educated, industrious. It has five times the GDP of Africa, with only half the people. Africa has none of these things. It is lawless, chaotic. Success stories are few and far between. Who can blame African men, though, for trying to escape the grinding poverty and chaos of day-to-day existence in the poorest culture on earth? If I were a young African man, I'd probably be on the boat to Europe right now. Soros apparently sees this opportunity to take advantage of Africa's plight and Europe's gullibility to destroy civilization, thus allowing him to build the kind of world he has apparently always wanted. Very few countries in Europe are able or willing to resist his money and influence. Perhaps they are suicidal, or perhaps just stupid. Who knows? But one thing is certain. Europe cannot absorb Africa's 1.5 billion people. So this will not end well. Migrants from Africa don't speak the language. They have no work experience, especially in a capitalist society, so they turn to crime to survive. The host governments try to stem the crime wave, sweeping across their countries by providing generous welfare benefits, but it doesn't work. All the appeasement, all the fine words of sympathy, while European people are being robbed, raped, and murdered, tell us the state of mind of Europeans today. They are just not willing to defend themselves or their culture. Nothing is worth defending, I guess, at least in their minds. Do Europeans know that George Soros is doing all this to them? E.B. Tucker from the economic publication The Casey Report just made a trip to Hungary, and he reported that, quote, the more I talk to locals, the more I realize that Budapest is ground zero in the fight for the survival of Western civilization. Hungarians seem to know that an outside force threatens their entire way of life, end quote. The Hungarians think they can resist this tidal wave of migration that is going to destroy what was once a very pleasant society, according to Mr. Tucker. There are hundreds of billboards all over Hungary with George Soros' picture on them. A rough translation of the words on those billboards would be, quote, don't let Soros have the last laugh, end quote. The billboards are paid for by the Hungarian government. People there understand that their prime minister, Viktor Orban, is at war with the EU bureaucrats and with George Soros. That all makes Viktor Orban one of the most important people on earth, and perhaps one of the most important people in the last 2,000 years or so. He and Andrzej Duda, the president of Poland, is trying to hold the line, along with Austria and the Czech Republic to a lesser degree. Old Europe, France, England, Germany, Belgium, Holland, Luxembourg, and so forth, are gone. They are gone, and they cannot be recovered. But the countries of Eastern Europe, the old Soviet bloc behind the Iron Curtain, they're still trying to hold the line. Will they succeed? Perhaps for a while. But ultimately, it looks like the continuing wave of millions of migrants and billions of Soros dollars will destroy them as well as it will the United States. I have a Romanian friend from our children's mission in Bucharest staying with my wife and I for the month of August. She tells me that she and other Romanian people are very aware of who Soros is. She says he owns or controls a lot of real estate across Europe, including real estate in Romania through his foundation and through other organizations he owns. He keeps the governments of Europe in a state of turmoil by funding the opposite sides in each argument, thus never allowing societies to become stable. Sounds kind of familiar, doesn't it? The work ethic of the Hungarian and Polish people is strong, but not strong enough. Not strong enough to support a million African men. That's the Soros crisis in a nutshell, folks. Viktor Orban is called anti-Semitic for resisting Soros' efforts to destroy his country and for referring to the migrants as Soros migrants. His opposition is not anti-Semitic, as anyone can plainly see. He's trying to represent the people who elected him. The Hungarian people do not want massive immigration, but will they be able to resist the pressure from Europe for a very long time will tell, because we don't and we can't know the future. The future is in the hands of God, but it sure looks like our children and certainly our grandchildren will live in a post-Western world. We may not know the future, but we can read the signs, and the signs tell us that debt-burdened European countries will collapse under the relentless onslaught of millions of Africans. The birth rate in Africa is exploding, while it has fallen below replacement numbers in Europe, and America is not far behind. According to the UN, the African population grows by 80 people per minute, and it will double by the year 2050. Those are probably very conservative UN propaganda reduced estimates. The bottom line, though, as Mr. Tucker points out, is that shipping a few million African men to Europe will do nothing for Africa, but it will forever destroy Europe and the United States. The world knows what Soros is and what he is doing. Still, the world does nothing to stop him. In conclusion, then, we must want what is inevitably coming to us. At least that's the way I see it. Till next time, folks, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.